Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: Walking as Children of God. Chapter 4. Receiving for Being. Many changes may occur in a person's life depending on what one becomes or ceases to be. And one of the aspects that undergo great change as a result of a person becoming a child of God is the change in one's condition to receive a series of specific gifts from God. On God's part, there are several gifts that are offered and given by Him to human beings regardless of what they are, have done, or do, for the Lord loves everyone and wants everyone to come to know the truth and to be saved with the salvation that there is in Christ Jesus. On the other hand, there are several gifts that are granted by God to people depending on their positioning regarding God's salvation and the condition of what they come to be by receiving some specific gifts from the Lord. God, for example, sent His only begotten Son because He loved all people, even in the face of the fact that they distanced themselves from their relationship with the Creator and His instruction. The Lord offered salvation in Christ even though human beings were not seeking it. Or yet, God offered salvation in Christ to all because of His love for everyone. Nevertheless, even though salvation is offered by God to all people and regardless of their will, there is a work of human beings to be done so that the salvation becomes an individual and personal experience, which is the work of faith in Christ Jesus and the recognition of Him as the eternal Lord. An aspect approached more widely in the subject of the gospel of salvation. Thus, salvation and a set of several other gifts from the Lord are offered by Him to every human being. However, there is also a second set of gifts that God reserves only for those who receive the gifts that are offered to all and by which, those who receive them, begin to have a different condition of who they are before God and what the Lord grants them because of this new state, as we can see exemplified once again in the texts below. John 1, 9-14. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through Him, and the world did not know Him. He came to His own, and His own did not receive Him. But as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in His name, who were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Romans 10:13. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ephesians 2:4-6. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ, by grace you have been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. As we mentioned above, salvation is offered to everyone. The heavenly light, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, is offered by God to everyone for them to reach an understanding of truth, righteousness, and heavenly grace. If, however, a person does not receive what is offered to all by the Lord, one does not receive the gift of being constituted as a saved individual or a child of God, and, therefore, one also does not receive the condition of being seated in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus and does not even reach the state of knowing the part of the glory of God that the Lord reserves to manifest to those who have come to the condition of His children. In the last text cited above, we can notice that there is a succession of gifts from the Lord to people, but whose order also takes into account the positioning of each individual regarding the gifts previously offered and the condition that each person achieves through the gifts they receive in one's life. In this way, we can see that God offers salvation to all. But an individual receiving the salvation is what accredits him or her to become a child of God, whose condition, in turn, accredits a person to receive the other gifts that are pertinent to the new state of being of a person before the Lord, according to the text that we present again below. Galatians 4, 6. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. There are several gifts that God grants to all people, but there are others that God only grants to those who first accepted to be made what they need to be in God and before God to receive what God wants to give them. As to offering salvation, God is no respecter of persons, or there is no partiality with God. On the contrary, He offers everyone the possibility of becoming a child of His through heavenly grace and faith in the Lord. However, just as there are people who receive God's gifts offered to all and others who resist and reject these gifts, there are also gifts of God that are only given to those who first receive those offered to all. Salvation and the possibility for someone to become a child of God, through faith in Christ, are offered to everyone, but, for instance, the granting of the Holy Spirit to dwell in a person's heart is only given to those who first receive the Lord Jesus Christ Himself as Lord of their lives, according to the last text seen above and likewise the text below. Romans 5, verses 1, 2, and 5. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Thus, the love of God that is expressed so sublimely and markedly in granting the condition of children of the Heavenly Father to those who have received what is offered to all is also manifested and extended even further through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit and so many other gifts for those who came to receive from the Lord the condition of being made children of God. John 1, 16-18. And of His fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. We emphasize here, then, that among the exclusive aspects for those who first receive the condition of children of God and, therefore, also receive the Spirit that is granted to them from the Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, there is also the condition of being able to call God, through the Spirit of the Lord, as Abba, their Heavenly Father, and their Eternal Father. Many people may naturally call God as Abba, the Heavenly Father, or the Father of their lives, but only those who are children of God can have the Spirit of Christ in their hearts so that the Spirit of Christ in them comes to cry out to God as the Heavenly Father in their lives. Galatians 4, 6. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Calling God the Father as Father only on the level of the soul and intellect is very different from calling the Heavenly Father one's Father through the Holy Spirit of God. A point that makes all the difference in walking in newness of life, for only those who are children of God are able to know the Spirit of the Father and Christ and be guided in everything by Him. That is, to receive the Spirit of the Lord and yet to be led by Him is a privilege granted by God exclusively to those who, in Christ Jesus, are first constituted as His children. John 14, 16-17. And I will pray the Father, and He will give you another Helper, that He may abide with you forever, the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees Him nor knows Him, but you know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you. Romans 8, 9. But you are not in the flesh but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not His. Those who have the Holy Spirit dwelling in their hearts are also those who can truly call the Heavenly Father their Father, for whoever has the Spirit that Christ grants is the one who, indeed, is also a child of the Most High and Sovereign God. Therefore, The condition of being a child of God is not to have a mere title of a child, but it is a profound change in what a person is and what one can receive from the Lord because of one's new condition before God, for without the condition of a heavenly child, a person cannot receive the Spirit of the Lord to be instructed and be supported by the truth and the power of the Lord to live and walk in the will of God. Similarly, without the condition of being a child of God, a person cannot worship or serve the Lord in spirit and truth, for by not being a child, one does not receive the Spirit and the love of the truth to be able to worship or serve the Heavenly Father in spirit and truth. A point addressed in the theme Walking in Truth. John 4:23-24. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship Him. God is Spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth. Given the above, we understand, then, that saying that God is looking for true worshippers or saying that God is looking for people who want to be His children and want to live and walk as children of God are inseparable aspects, since the granting of the Holy Spirit and the love of the truth are gifts equally reserved by the Heavenly Father for those who accept the heavenly invitation to become saved and, as such, His children in Christ Jesus. We also repeat here that God does not look for people who only want to be servants who worship or serve Him in spirit and truth. God looks for those who are His children and want to serve or worship Him because they know that they were born not only of blood and flesh but also born as new creatures by heavenly grace, through faith in God, or by the new birth given by God through His eternal Spirit. Trying still to summarize what was mentioned above, we see, from the Scriptures, that the true worshippers who worship the Heavenly Father in spirit and truth are those who, through Christ, became children of God and received in their hearts the Spirit of the only begotten Son of God, who, in turn, enables the children of God to cry out to the Lord in spirit and truth by the name of Abba or Heavenly Father, as well as enables them to also walk in spirit and truth. So, also at this point, we see that when the Heavenly Father seeks those who worship Him in spirit and truth, He previously also provides the necessary condition for those who want to worship Him according to His will. And the Lord does so by granting them the condition of children, not servants, so that they may worship the Heavenly Father voluntarily and out of love. Galatians 4:7. Therefore you are no longer a slave but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ.